Why don't we talk about a couple of your cases just real briefly? I was trying to predict how some of these patients got treated. Okay, so 47-year-old woman, 0.9 centimeter grade 2 IDC, ER 95%, PR 50%, HER2 1-2 plus, FISH 2.2, status post bilateral mastectomy. I don't know. I'm going to guess you gave her trastuzumab paclitaxel.
You got it. Exactly. Yeah, APT trial. I mean, the results from that have been so stunningly great for the T1Bs that it's kind of hard to make a case for giving much more than that. So been a fairly standard approach right now for us.
How did she do?
She's doing great. I mean, just got started. So, but you know, as you know, the overall disease-free survival from that study, especially breast cancer-specific survival, is very, very high.
Right. I think they just reported their 7-year results or more follow-up.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah Talani reported it at ASCO. Yeah. So I feel it's going to be hard to prove anything to be better than that.
What other regimens do you use in the adjuvant setting for higher-risk patients in the HER2 setting?
We are still using anthracycline. So ACTHP is kind of our high-risk approach, kind of the affinity approach. Whether or not that changes after affinity, I think we're going to see. I mean, I think there's going to be a little bit of risk stratification that takes place, but...